Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Good morning to you on another chilly day. Man, it's bundle up time throughout the Delaware Valley. Hello.
It's the wind today, Joe.
Getting tired of it, yeah. I'll be completely honest with you.
I know.
There's a difference. When you leave your house at 3:30 or 3:45 in the morning, like, it hits different. It is, like, awful, man.
James, I think I'm going to get a treadmill for my apartment.
I know, years.
I'm going to get a treadmill for the apartment.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
You're really going to use that?
Yeah, well, I like to walk.
You cannot walk in this weather.
Oh, it's way too cold.
Yeah.
It's unbearable.
Because I find that I did this last year. I fell behind schedule for 2 or 3 months on the walking. Like, not good. So, you know, treadmill for the walking, running.
You do not. Wow. I'm not going to fall for this. You're pretending not going to walk outside until you get the treadmill, and then you'll have another excuse to not use the treadmill you get it in.
Rich is probably right about this. This is a good point.
All right, here's where it's worse. There's a treadmill. I'm on the 9th floor of my apartment. There's a treadmill on the 4th floor.
Well, what are you doing?
Are you kidding me right now?
But I want to be able to watch on TV what I want to watch.
Joe, you're 100% correct.
Right?
Read a book.
I did that. How about that? I had the treadmill for a while. After Clark was born, and I couldn't, I couldn't do my workout, so I just did it at home. You watch whatever you want, man.
Totally. And I think it'll help me get through the movies that I need to catch up
100%.
On.
100%.
I think it'd be good for my life.
Yeah, you're right.
I take that.
Yeah, you're
tough
totally
guys.
Right.
I think it would be great for you. I just don't believe you're actually going to use it. That's the problem.
Okay, well, I guess we'll see.
Oh, if it's staring you in the face, you'll use it.
All right, hey, some life advice with the hammer. Not happening today, other than get yourself a treadmill if you like to walk outside and camp for the next couple months. No life advice today because we got a lot going on with football, obviously. Playoff game up ahead. When we do life advice, it's always brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. One quick point before we get back to the phones. You know, we detailed earlier the story that came out yesterday from Tom Pelissero that Tom Brady called up Bill Belichick to try to get him to at least gauge his interest in being the Raiders coach. And we'll see if Belichick does or does not jump from UNC before he even coaches a game there. But there's another aspect of the story that I think merits focus. I don't like how involved Tom Brady is as an owner to then be an announcer of games. I have a problem with that. I mean, it's one thing if you're one of those silent partner types that has, 2%, 5% interest, whatever, stake in a team, and you're like way, 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 way back at the back of the room. But if you're the guy making the phone call,
I think it's outrageous.
James, I don't think he should be allowed to announce
games. I think it is outrageous. He should have to choose one or the other.
Yeah.
That's it. He is absolutely... I mean, we talked earlier about the rules that he has to follow where he can't, criticize teams and all this stuff. It's not right for us.
That's my point.
Yeah, we are getting shortchanged as an announcer from what Brady could do if he weren't an owner.
It's inappropriate.
It is inappropriate.
I think Tom Brady's a bad announcer. I think it's a joke that we're pretending like he's good.
I don't think anyone's heard anyone say he's good.
Has anyone said he's good?
Really, it's been poor.
It has been poor.
And so if I could expect what's going to happen here, if aren't we all going to just say he's going to?
Well, China's got $375 million for 10 years.
I understand
years.
He's going to, but he's talking about owning part of.
He already does.
More than the 10%, whatever it's the stake
now. I don't know that.
This is why would he continue to be an announcer if the other side, if he has to choose one, which I think they should get
He doesn't have to. That's the point.
They're not requiring him to.
We agree.
That's our point.
That's our whole point.
That's our point.
Well,
no, then, the Delco guy, Ben Davis, got that from the beginning.
Out. Right? I should leave the booth.
Oh, again, I agree. I don't think we're missing out either. And, I just, our issue is they're letting him be the owner and the announcer, and I think that is wrong.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And
I don't
Greg
like that.
Olson waiting in the wings, still in line, an incredible announcer. I think it works out for everyone if he just goes, does his ownership thing.
I don't think it'll happen, though.
The cashing in of $300+ million, that's going to take some doing.
Yeah, well, it's not going to happen. So we'll see if they force his hand. I think it's.
I don't think they will.
I don't either.
I don't think they will.
Oh, real quick. Speaking of forcing hand, Ben, I wanted to get on this with you today here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know you get very fired up in the NBA. We all do, and many people in society do.
You're putting the quarter in with Ben right now.
The
are you putting the quarter in with Ben
right
now?
Yeah, all right, Ben, I'm going to wind you up here.
Here we go.
All right, so let me set the stakes for you for last night. The Sixers play a game last night. It's Tyrese Maxey and a bunch of the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll call them the other guys. No Paul George, no Joel.
I think that's what they deserve.
Okay. They play the Wizards. The Wizards enter the game 6-28.
Mm-hmm.
Sixers win the game. They win the game against the 6-28 team by 6 points. Now, tell me in what world that's entertaining. I mean, can you? I know the answer is there's no answer. Can you just give me where you're at on the debacle? The debacle that has become the NBA. And it's part Sixers, but also part NBA.
I could go on for hours about this.
I know you could.
First of all, I will never, ever doubt their athleticism or their talent. Because these guys are ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're ridiculous. But the product on the floor is borderline unwatchable.
It is.
I mean, there were tickets last night for $2.
There's no reason to watch last night's game.
There's no reason to.
There's no reason to watch the
honestly,
game.
God.
I watched it, though, and we almost lost. Like, we almost lost to the Wizards.
Right.
It was neck and neck when the game mattered most.
And let me say this.
Effort level is just deplorable.
Well, it's effort level to just even get on the court to begin with.
Right.
And then the guys who show up and actually want to play then are playing poorly with less effort than we'd want. Like, how do you fix that?
I try and talk to younger kids about the NBA and the way it used to be. I remember a couple years ago, I watched Allen Iverson's first game ever as a Sixer. Witherspoon on the court. It was up and back. I mean, it was so enjoyable.
Yep.
It was so enjoyable. And I tell kids about, you know, always, oh, LeBron. I go, MJ would run circles around this dude. He was the defensive player of the year numerous times. And they're like, wait, really? I said, yeah, he wasn't just a scoring machine. He was a defensive stalwart. This guy, he did everything right. And he played the game every freaking day. You can't compare them. You can't compare the athletes today. Yes, they're just uber talented. But my God, put some effort in it. Do something to make me want to watch you play the game of basketball because you've been given all these talents. These talents are off the charts. Show them. Show it with effort. Please.
Well said, Ben. I mean, I think the biggest, you know, we had a poll the other day, which is the biggest issue, and we had all these different choices. I think the biggest problem is they just don't play. Like, I'm not saying play hard when they play. I mean, the fact that you just never know who's going to play. And here's where it really doesn't work. You know, I mean, let's be real, 90-something percent of us work in our lives. And are we very fortunate that we get to talk into a microphone and talk sports? Yes. This isn't hard labor, okay? We're fortunate, and we know that. And I hope people know I certainly don't take it for granted. I don't think anyone here does. But we all work. Like, do I want to get up at 3:30 a.m. to go to work? No, I don't. I don't want to get up at 3:30 a.m. But I do. It's my job. I made a commitment to WIP. I get up at 3:30. I show up. Like, the NBA players, they just don't show up.
No. And they're making a lot of money to not show up.
Correct. I mean, $50 million to choose to play three-quarters or two-thirds of the game?
$50 million is low now. These guys are getting close to $60, $70 million a year.
It just does. It is so. There's nothing you can respect about that.
No. No. The way that they look at this situation, the game is supposed to be the reward. The game is supposed to be the part that they look forward to. That's like in the NFL, you wait all week long. Everything's building to that. The game where you get to cut loose with your buddies. You get to just let it rip.
Yep.
But it doesn't feel like in the NBA, like that's the reward.
They look forward to
zero pride.
That's the punishment.
Right. They look forward to two things. the paycheck,
yes,
and the playoffs,
and that's
broken. I'll get you in the playoffs.
Right, that's broken. That's the part that needs fixed. Somehow they need to generate want to for the game itself. Yeah. These players need to look forward to playing basketball with their teammates, competing on a regular basis, and until they get to that. I don't know how.
They are devouring their own product right now.
They're in trouble.
They are destroying their product.
Every day I went to the ballpark, if my name wasn't on that lineup card, I was ticked off. Like, sure. I was miserable.
Yeah.
I was miserable. Wait, you're not playing me? I do all this work every day. I do my everything to play in the game, and I'm not in the lineup? I was ticked. And that's for 162.
Right.
I was ticked off.
Yeah. All right. So look, you hear where we stand. Let's go to the phones. A lot going on here. We'll get to Times Yours next segment and all. Let's get to Ken and Cinnaminson right now. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Good, buddy.
Doing well, Ken.
You guys all couldn't be more right about the NBA. You know, I just saw a video that came across my feed the other day of the Dr. J rocked a baby dunk on Michael Cooper in 1983. And it just reminds you of how great it used to be as a league and as a game, and now it's not. But that's not the reason I called. And, Joe, you said something about your early days of the show. I loved the early days of the show because Richie clearly hadn't figured you out yet, and you tuned in every day thinking that there really was a slight chance that he would crush your face.
That's true.
That would crush your face.
That was the interesting part about it.
Let me ask you a question.
There was one time where I was actually like, uh-oh.
I know. I remember that time. It was over Alshon Jeffery,
wasn't it?
It was
over Alshon Jeffery.
And it was 3 years into the show.
Like, Richie was so mad at you. Like you could feel anger coming off of him.
And James, who was right?
You were right.
The Hammer! I'm sorry, John. I got nothing but love, man. Nothing but love.
It is incredible to me that you seem to think that matters. Like, you keep
track. But it was about
I was right.
But it's
right.
It's remember, injuries.
Look at me.
It's hell on
I was right. Huh?
Who cares? Yeah.
He's so petty.
That is so petty. Wrong to live life like that. I can't imagine how complicated that must get.
I do think I was right as Richie coined that. One of the great things ever coined in the history of our show. Yeah.
Yep. All right, Ken, what do you got on the Eagles game?
I don't condone violence, by the way. Look, I think they're going to boat race this team. To me, it's as simple as this. And I know where that earlier caller, Seth, when he was talking about his concerns with Jalen, I absolutely know at the back of his mind was the first game they played against these guys in Brazil when Jalen had some really early miscues that were almost inexplicable. But you have to remember.
One of those miscues was because A.J. Brown didn't finish out his route.
Well, and it was also the first game that he played ever in this offense.
Yeah.
So the only way that they can lose to this team, in my estimation, is if they turn the ball over three or four times.
I don't agree with that at all. I mean, Ken, I know that increases the probability, but, you know, Green Bay can play also. I mean, don't fall into the Phillies-Mets trap, man. Like,
I'm not minimizing Green Bay, but Green Bay gets more respect than they deserve. I mean, if you look at their schedule in the right perspective, yeah, they only lost to good teams. That's because they didn't beat him.
I know. I understand. I understand.
And
right. But the Vikings and the Lions five times, and they were 0-5.
Let me just ask you a question. I'm just curious, and people may fall on both sides of this. Who did you think was a greater threat, the Mets entering that series or Green Bay entering this one?
Oh, the Mets.
I agree with that because of baseball, but I don't think the Mets are actually a better team than Green Bay.
I don't know, man. Well, the Mets had the best record in baseball for like 3 months.
I know.
But Joe, the right answer to that question really is what I feared the most was the Phillies.
I know.
Where they just don't swing at strikes.
And the bullpen, it was ridiculous. All right, Ken, give me a cheesy scene.
I hate to do it, but you've lost that love and feeling. That was just bad.
That's pretty cheesy. That's a good answer.
Pretty good
actually.
Answer.
Yeah, that's
good. The worst is when the other guy hops in there. When the guy, that part I've never gotten. When the other, after Tom Cruise puts down the microphone, the other dude picks up the microphone, starts singing to Kelly McGillis. It's like, dude, the moment is over. Yeah. Tom Cruise won the woman. You're done.
The best part of that whole scene, though, is Goose. Oh, no, you have it. No. I mean, he's so good in that part.
Yeah.
That part, I love
hate it.
Hate
it when it does that.
My God. All right.
Yeah, I hate it when it does that.
Yeah, never. Exactly right. All right, let's go to Alan right now in Belmar. What up, Alan?
Good morning, everybody. How ironic. I had dinner with that Ken who just called and one of your other callers, Chuck from Cherry Hill, about 3 months ago.
Good
first
for you.
Time I ever met, whatever.
But fine
very
people.
Wow. Very knowledgeable man.
Yes.
Can I give you a small Belichick story before I ask your question?
Please do.
Many years ago, I had a good friend of mine, Jim Mueller, who was the head of Channel 8 Sports in Cleveland. So when Belichick was out there with the new facilities, he hosted a hour show on Monday nights with Belichick, okay, in a real beautiful studio. And about 5 minutes before they went on, myself and Jim, who was interviewing Belichick, and his 11-year-old son were sitting about 25 yards away, and Belichick looked out and said, get them out of here. No one else is in the studio but you and I when I do the show.
Okay.
So I'm not a Belichick fan, shall we say, after that.
Well, wasn't he being polite? Wasn't that a way of saying, let's focus? My kid's too young?
Well, I don't know. Just the way he said it.
I won there. I mean,
sounds like he was being jerky.
Well, maybe.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yes, okay. Exactly. Good okay. Word. Anyhow. But anyhow, what I wanted to talk about was a question for everybody there. But Ben, can I ask you a question about, I remember talking to you a while back about when you played for the prep and came over to Bishop Eustis and played in a tournament.
That's Malvern like, prep, by the way, not the
oh,
prep.
Oh, yeah, Malvern. I know that, whatever.
Yeah.
But Ben, I had the occasion in our church with the thrift store, somebody put in like 5,000 baseball cards, and there was two cards of you with you on the front, your stats on the back, and a signature on the front of Mark Davis. Is there a story behind that?
Mark Christmas.
Cy Young winner Mark Davis?
93 Mark Philly Mark Davis.
Yeah. Oh, you won the Cy Young with the Padres.
Las Vegas Raiders owner Mark Davis?
No. Mark Sixer forward in the mid-90s, Mark Davis.
Mark Christopher Davis is my legal given name.
Wait, wow. What?
Wow.
Mark Davis.
This guy
breaking news
is
sounder.
Mark... Hit the breaking news sounder, because we never get to hit it. Let's hit the breaking news sounder. Breaking news on 94 WIP is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQLapp.com. Breaking news, Ben Davis is not Ben Davis. I'm looking at the driver's license.
He's been lying to us forever.
I'm looking at the driver's license. He's Mark Davis.
There it is.
What the Raiders
right now? Yeah. What the hell?
My mom wanted to name me Mark Christopher Davis. Dad wanted to name me Ben after my great grandfather Benjamin O'Malley. And Mama said, "I don't want people calling him Benny or Benji." And Dad said, "All right, name him Mark Christopher."
Marky.
So ever since I was two, he started calling me Ben, and that's it.
And what does your Ben? Mom call you?
Wow.
Everyone calls me Ben except for my Uncle Vernon. He still calls me. My dad's brother calls me.
And Mark. Now like me. Mark? What up, Mark?
I don't like Mark at all.
You dislike being called Mark.
I do not.
Yeah, you don't want to say that. You should have answered it differently.
But you know what's crazy?
That's not a smart answer, Mark.
But you know what's crazy is our fourth child is Shawn Michael. I want to name him Mickey. Guess what we call him?
Mickey.
Yeah.
Mickey.
That's it.
All right, Marky Mark.
I like Mickey, okay. Too.
All right.
Mark.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Alan, you have, like an Allen wrench, you have figured out the solution to the problem.
That's unbelievable. That's not the answer. I couldn't have guessed that if I stayed on the phone for 3 days.
Wild. All right, Alan, give me an answer, my man. Cheesy. Move your show.
Cheesy. All right, can I first say Penn State? I like John Cappelletti because of the story with his younger brother, Joey, with all that. So that's why I'm a Penn State fan.
Great story.
But I think it's cheesy when Tom Hanks said, "There's no crying in baseball."
That's so, all right, a little bit. Cheesy. I'll give you a little bit.
I don't
bit.
Know if that's cheesy.
No, yeah.
I think it's clever.
Yeah.
I don't know what you'd call that.
I'll give it a little bit.
I thought it was entertaining. Yeah.
Just not cheesy.
The way she's crying, though, is so over the top.
Her crying is cheesy, but the line isn't cheesy.
I agree, but the scene, it's part of the scene. But I hear
it. But that's her.
I think it's witty. Yeah. It's
not a winning answer.
It's not cheesy at all.
All right, Twitter poll question. What's the Armand, brought to us by Armand Chevrolet. What's the Armand difference? It's simple. It's their people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArmandChevy.com. Poll question, who wins tonight? Penn State or Notre Dame? Now, here's the irony to these two playing in the Final Four, if that's what we call it. They're probably not two of the top four teams in college football, right? I mean, the way the first two rounds went, there was some phony baloney with the seeding.
Well, it feels crazy. I mean, it
was
crazy.
Think about the fact that Oregon was the one seed and they had to play Ohio State
That's
in their one
point.
Game and Penn State got Boise State and SMU. Yeah.
That's my point. That's what I mean by phony baloney. So anyway.
Yes,
it does
without
feel
a doubt.
Like the seeding has helped
you
Penn State's cause. So now you got the eighth seed and the five seed with Texas and Ohio State on the other side of it.
Which is also silly, you know? Yeah.
But look, all right.
It's just because of the conference thing, and Boise State's a two seed or a three seed, and that's nonsense.
Two questions, John. Who do you think John will win, and how do you think people voted?
I think Notre Dame has a better chance to win it. I think it's two great defenses. I really like Tyler Warren, the tight end for Penn State. Really like him. But I think Notre Dame ekes it out in a defensive slugfest.
So Seltzer's telling you don't like that.
I'm sorry.
I was calling for the.
I wasn't the game.
I was asking him to play the Notre Dame song, and instead he played. There it is. Where's Notre Dame Harvey? Rhea, where is he?
A band still.
Harvey. You got 30 minutes to call our show, Notre Dame, Harvey.
No, Tom Bigby will rise from the dead.
Listen, Bigby
and hunt you down.
Bigby can roll in the grave, all right? Because Notre Dame Harvey is allowed on WIP, but he's got 30 minutes.
Followed by Baseball George.
Well, that was a whole other matter. All right, John, you think Notre Dame takes it?
I do, but I'm really excited to see Penn State. They do have a chance. I think it's going to be a really close game, and they could eke this thing out.
I'm excited.
And be playing for the national championship.
Sure. Ben, does this remind you of your childhood? Because, I mean, back then, this was...
It was everything.
Right?
It was everything. Yeah. I'm looking forward to tonight.
The favorite moment was Penn State-Miami.
That
right?
was... Yes.
Well, I mean, with Jerome Brown and
that
the camos.
Was,
and, I mean, it was just...
It was
that
all-timer.
That was when college football was insane. I was at Notre Dame the week before they played. It was the Converts versus the Catholics.
Yep. Well, that was a little later.
Yeah, no, I'm
because
saying,
that was,
I'm just saying, I went out to Notre Dame for a football game when I was in college, and the T-shirts that I brought back were, were incredible for everybody. Catholics versus the convicts. It was just fun.
And I do miss that stuff. Big Five, college football, Penn State, the Flyers, being a bigger part of our sports discourse.
Correct.
I mean, it's gotten so Eagles and Phillies and Sixers focused. It's like...
A little hat tip to Nova last night.
Yeah, I like that. I thought that was cool. You had that in the update.
I did. Yeah. Well, I had to, because when you upset a top 10 team, you deserve it. Temple didn't get mentioned. You lose by a point.
Right.
Freaking East Carolina.
Would we have gotten mentioned if we beat East Carolina?
All right. Who's Temple's coach? You'd think I know. Who is it?
Adam Fisher.
Yes.
Okay.
You didn't know that,
no.
did you?
No. No, I didn't know that. And I've met him too.
But
Sorry,
I was
Adam,
shocked that Villanova is like 11-5.
Well, they
they started off so poorly.
Neptune is having a bounce back,
Good
and he needed
it. He needed it in a big way.
He needed it.
He would have gotten fired probably if he didn't.
He might have gotten fired. All right, John. Second poll question:
is it really a bounce back though? Like,
well,
a
from
real
where they were.
Back?
Well, no. Good question.
Is it
they were
better
horrible
than last year? Because that's really not that.
Yeah,
much of a bounce.
They
back.
They got a bounce back.
If it's better than last year, that means you're better than terrible.
No, I get
that's
it.
A good point.
No, that's fair. That's fair. All right, now before John guesses how people voted online, let's all go on the record who we are personally rooting for tonight. Penn State or Notre Dame? I'm going Penn State. So, I don't know. I've had a complicated history with Notre Dame, but generally I root for them. I do get annoyed by them. Generally I root for them, but against Penn State I will not. Penn State. Ben Davis?
Go Irish.
How much do you care? No. My point is, you're in this, right?
Yeah, I'm in it. I'd be disappointed if Notre Dame lost.
Okay.
I would be.
And it's not an anti-Penn State thing. It's a pro-Notre Dame thing.
Correct.
Right? All right, Rhea, where are you at?
Penn State, 100%. I grew up in my family. You know, you had to root for – it was like you had to root for Notre Dame. And I'm still bitter about barely losing to Notre Dame with Temple several years ago. So I'm going Penn State.
All right, 2-1 Penn State. Seltzer?
Do I have to choose?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like either of these teams that much.
Well, I guess you can say you don't care.
I will take Penn State of the two, but I'm not a huge fan of either.
Well, let's count you as a no. 2-1-0.
That's fine. Yeah, I'll abstain.
2-1-1. Richie, State College, even though you turned your back on them?
I mean, they're Michigan's rival, too. I mean,
Michigan's rival? I mean, you were the State Player of the Year. You turned
your back. Is the question, who do I think?
Who are you rooting for?
Who are you rooting for?
I absolutely would love to see Penn State.
3-1!
Yes.
State College.
I would love to see.
How do you think people voted?
I think it's going to be close. 60% say Penn State?
71% State College.
Nice.
Wow. Good. I like it. But that 29% Notre Dame is still a sizable chunk. And we're here in Pennsylvania, Penn State.